So, what is happening this week on Nat and Ash Dry Up? Dun dun dun. Most importantly, I cuss a whole lot. So, if there are any kids around, please do get, like, you've been warned, okay? And Ashley has new challenges coming up, as do I. I'm not going to lie. More and more, I'm like, ooh, it's getting tougher during this time, but not at the same time. We talk really real and raw about it, and we're still going to continue on no matter what. Enjoy, babes. All right, Ashley Dawn, we're on week 7.
All right, let me stop chewing a cookie while I'm...
You do whatever you want to do. Do you like the cookie? Oh,
very, very good. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. They're a really great cookie if you need a healthy cookie recipe. It's just bananas, oatmeal, or oats. Bananas, oats, and I put cinnamon in them. You can also put chocolate in them. I put pumpkin seeds in a couple of them, whatever. But the binder is the bananas. Cook them 350, 10, 15 minutes. Good to go.
Very good. And the cute little box that came in. She decorated a box for me. It's so cute.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Can I be really real about that?
It's that was gifted.
It was.
Damn it, Natalie.
That box was gifted to me as I gifted it to you. But the thing about it is, it was a Galentine's Day gift, so I'm re-gifting it to my gal that couldn't be on my show because you are on another show.
Hmm. Okay.
I did a Galentine's Day show on Friday, and you couldn't be on because you're on B105.
Oh, did someone tell you that? Or you just assumed that?
I just assumed, to be honest.
That's probably a good assumption.
Right?
Like, why is Ashley on Q102 right now?
Right?
They
don't really like that.
They're like, we hardly like her on B.
Stop. Oh, my God. All right. So we are in week 7, right?
I keep eating this cookie. I'm done with it. I'm sorry. Week 7.
Mm-hmm.
You're at how many days? I'm going to look up how many days I am.
I counted this morning. Okay. 53.
Holy cow. 53 days of no alcohol.
And no cigarettes.
Holy cow. You are crushing it.
It's the first time in my life I've gone this long without doing either.
So you started a little bit like halfway through December, I guess?
December 26th, the day after Christmas.
Gotcha. I started a little bit behind you, so I'm on day 46.
Nice. And how are we doing?
We all know that I've lost like 10 pounds-ish since January.
Hell yes. Woo! Yeah.
I've got a couple more pounds to lose. I'm getting close. Right now I'm at like 3.5 pounds or something like
that. I'm so proud of you.
Yes, I have not been this weight since 2012.
Wow.
Yeah, girl.
It's like almost 10 years.
Oh, my God. You're right. Time flies. That's weird to think about.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's true because good I went on like party mode, you know, that was like almost out of high school. I graduated high school in 2011 and then went on, you know, total party for years and years and years to follow.
Me too.
And let's just say beer definitely showed, especially in my face. Mm. Yeah. So I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be sober. I'm happy to feel good. Oof.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good. I must say, as much as I get in shitbag moods and want to drink, honestly, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, I feel really great that I'm not, like, for real. And even though today may not, maybe I'm cranky. Woo! And, but I do feel great. And I must say that I'm just really freaking proud of myself. And this is the coolest thing. As much as I go through the process every day, which sucks, and mostly I'm just pissed because I feel like I've gained weight and I'm just like feeling yucky in my bod. And even though the scale may not have moved very much, I mean like less than 5 pounds, if anything, you know, but it's all just how I feel. And I've just been feeling not good in it. And that part about like the actual physical, you know, those cells. But ultimately, I look in the mirror every day and I'm like, dear Lord, girl, you look fucking hot as fuck. Like, damn. Do.
Glowing.
Look at you. And like, my skin has never looked this good. And I just, my brain has changed the way that it thinks. Like, I thought so many just really negative thoughts before.
Well, we know it's a depressant.
Yeah. And for that
part of this cookie.
And for, yes, do it. Mm. And for that alone, it's amazing. There's so many other things that it's affected in my life, personally.
Yeah?
Yes. Let's see. Work ethic. Well, no, I think, honestly, I may be slacking more.
You've always been killing it, though, dude.
Yeah, but I feel like I was hustling more when I was, like, always hungover and just, like, nervous about it. And, like,
you know. I'm hungover. Oh, God.
Exactly. Like, seriously.
Do I smell like alcohol? I'm not sure.
Dude, I mean, because to be honest, like, if I was hungover and had to do a work thing, I would wake up in the morning, run a couple miles, go to hot yoga, sweat it out, and try to look perfect.
Throw on eyeliner or maybe just wear the eyeliner from the day before. And possibly brush my hair and show up.
God, I love you so much.
Disaster mode.
Yeah, but I ultimately just feel so much better in my body, and I feel like I've grown so much in so many things, just the way I respond to people, the way I approach things. I feel like I've really grown and matured and have a lot of perspective and feel very solid in my state of being more than ever. And that is definitely 100% reflection of the decisions that I've made the past 52 days of not drinking and smoking. 100%. So that is cool.
Big clap for Natalie.
And then also I've been tracking certain behaviors and on apps, on this one app, particularly Recovery Road, and it's been really great. Really, really great.
So you're seeing a lot of positive from it.
Yes.
Can I touch on, can we switch gears here real quick to a negative?
Yes.
You and I both exchanged thoughts yesterday that we're bored.
Yes.
We're bored. If anybody, whoever hears this, if you have recommendations on hobbies or things to do for Natalie and I, you can send me an email, ashley@b105.com.
Like, it's so much easier before you actually quit drinking, as someone who spent all of their time, or a lot of our free time, socializing and drinking before. Like, I know I fantasized before we did this that I was like, oh, my God, my life is going to be perfect when I quit drinking. Oh, my God, I'm going to do all these things, and I'm going to start these new hobbies. I'm going to lose 47 pounds and Victoria's Secret model bod, here you come. And that's actually not what happens.
Yeah.
Like, at all.
And I experienced it when I went to hibachi the other day. Love hibachi. And so, like, my joy would be drinking. Like, I'm, you know, getting, I'm pre-gaming while I'm doing my hair. It's all about, like, where's the next White Claw? Let's go. Let's go to hibachi, order drinks, enjoy all the food. And, like, that was the highlight. So now it's like, okay, I'm not drinking at all. I'm going to straighten my hair and drink a water, which is fine. And I don't hate myself the next day, that's for sure. But, and I'm also not indulging in all this food I once was. So I'm just, and I love the company I was with, and I still had a wonderful time, but it's like, there's like something missing. There's something more, or I think you might've said it, where there's, you're just not finding anything where you can kind of turn your brain off or zone or veg or relax, because you and I are go, 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 go people. So when we were drinking and socializing, it is go, 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 go. And now we're like, we show up, we have a good time, and then we leave. And then we're like,
is this what everybody has been doing in life the whole time? What?
I know. So I feel there's got to be something for us to do. And this is going to sound funny because I'm not a big TV watcher.
Me either.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Something to just take my mind, like take me out of my own head. This is going to sound hilarious. So for Valentine's Day, my boyfriend's parents got us a little goodie bag, which was super cute. And in it was a big Hershey Kiss-shaped puzzle, plastic, and you put it together.
Yeah.
Sounds, you know, silly. The time I took to try to figure out that puzzle, because it took me a while, I realized I was completely distracted and lost in that, and my mind wasn't racing a million places. I wasn't bored. So maybe we need some sort of, like, game, because we both are, like, competitive.
Very much so.
And it was just a weird thought. Like, and I wasn't making myself work out. I wasn't, like, going out. Like, it was an experience.
Or doing something productive. You were just,
in the moment, trying to piece together a silly Hershey Kiss puzzle thing.
Yeah.
3D little guy. And I wasn't very good at it. And I might have given up. But I realized when I got up and walked away from the table, I was truly in that moment, because it was taking all of my brain cells to try to figure it out. So I discovered that last night. I don't know if you're big into puzzles or like any type of like mind, like something that uses your mind, like Sudoku.
I love Sudoku. Puzzles aren't really my thing, but that was party Natalie would be like, I would sit and watch people play games and I would just drink and smoke on the patio and talk to people.
Exactly. Because that's what we did. I did the same thing, minus the smoking. I mean, it was just a social event. And where's the next drink?
Right.
So I do know that that might be an outlet, but like literally we're open to recommendations as well.
Yes, please. I know for me, I love performing. This, the pandemic has been really tough that I haven't been on stage at all in any capacity. And I've known this for years about me, that if I don't have the chance and the opportunity to do that, like my soul, like it's so fulfilling for me to get on stage in front of people where I have that human interaction.
Connection, too.
And entertain. It's just building me. That's what I was born to do. And that's been really tough, honestly. And even last week, somebody asked me to do stand-up, which I haven't done in a long time, and I ended up not being able to do it. I had too many other things to do. I hadn't written anything, and I didn't do it. And last night, I did a little bit of that via Zoom for a local nonprofit, and it was so much fun. I had, like, a blast doing that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know it's not the same, but a virtual audience or using your platforms to entertain.
Yes. I feel like that. I mean, I know we're doing it. I get to do it on radio, but it's not the same as being with
and feeling
people.
The energy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another thing I wanted to say is that I am getting more excited to do group fitness. Remember how I was like, I signed up to.
You bought the thing to become an instructor and tabled it.
Yeah, last month I realized I didn't want to do that. I'm definitely going to get back on that, and that's more for like work. Like I want to do that as part of my work regime and routine and identity, you know?
Yeah.
But something that I've always wanted to do, talk about using your brain and your hands, mm-hmm. or that like your tactile senses, is make clothes.
Whoa.
I secretly, before I started working out all day every day and moved to the mountains and like was just all about fitness, it's all about fashion. Like, that's all I cared about.
Well, you are quite the fashionista.
Every day. But I used to be way into it. Like, used to thrive off of shopping every single day and finding the best things for the best deals. And I knew all the places around town. And that was my thing.
Okay.
And I did it every day. And I've always wanted to make my own clothes. And I've said this 87 times that I would do it. And I even once borrowed someone's sewing machine to make said items of anything. And never took it out of the box. So this time I'm going to try to do that.
I think, did you make an Instagram about that at one point? Or was that?
Probably. And probably said like, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And I didn't.
Cool.
I just exercised instead.
I'll definitely rep something you make.
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it just for fun, just to prove to it, just to see if I actually like it. I've been thinking about it for so long.
I was in a life skills class once in high school and tried to make, I think we made pajama pants. Whew, they were not good.
Life skills? What is that?
Life skills? I get home ec.
Ah.
There you go. It's like the same thing.
Gotcha. We didn't have that in my school.
Like we did, I don't know, just different. I sewed a pair of pants together.
That's awesome.
Poorly.
You know how to
sew. I had like the teacher age. She was like a senior. I was a freshman. I'm like, can you help me? I haven't been here in days. What are we doing?
Do you know what's funny is in my family, the four of us older kids went to the same grade school for the majority of our time. Mm-hmm. I didn't finish there, but yeah. We all had the older three of us had the same sixth grade teacher, and you had to do the same Christmas craft every year. She did it every year for 30 years, you know? So mm-hmm. It's like, if you have Miss Kembry's class, you're going to cross stitch this candy sack every year. So in our Christmas decorations, we have my sister's, my brother's, and mine.
Oh, gosh.
My sister's is good. Uh-huh. My brother's is perfection. Mine?
It's like you did it with your eyes closed.
Mine is backwards and wrong and incomplete. It is so funny. It's like a candy cane. And you know, the candy cane, like the loop goes to the right. Mine is a 7 straight to the left. Doesn't ever loop at all. It's just a straight 7. And it's incomplete in the, it's totally off. And I started to write Merry Christmas, but I never finished it. And it's just so funny.
That's awesome. I think that's wonderful. And it's probably because your mind was like 50 different places then.
True.
You were like, whatever, just want to get it done.
I couldn't even do art class when I was a kid.
Me
I was just
either,
like,
dude.
I can't sit still for this. I don't like this.
That's too cute.
Anyway.
Might need to see a pic of this, or if you'd love to bring it in, I will.
God, I wonder if we still have it.
Yeah.
So many of our families.
If you could do like a compare everybody's, I mean, that's great.
Oh my God. There's got to be, I know the last time we found it, we took pictures, and I don't know where those are, but that was a long time ago. Anyway. So we're still happy that we're doing this.
Yes, I have a challenge coming up.
Go.
That I'm a little nervous about. It's like maybe a temptation.
Okay.
For the first time in months and months and months, I'm going to go to years, really, a beach. Yeah.
Whoa.
I know. So, and vacation and like take time to not be swamped in work and life stuff. I'm nervous.
Remember this. It's going to ruin your day the next day, the next day, and the next day, and you can do it. And if you don't want to do it, don't do it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And also remember, you make all of the rules in your own life. But if you don't want to drink, you can do it, and everything will be fine, and you'll have a better time than if you did.
Yeah, because I'll literally waste one of my whole days laying.
Exactly. My aunt told me a story the last weekend of how she went on this trip with her friends who drank more than she can over the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And she tried to keep up with them.
Oh,
and
no.
On the first day, she went so hard that the rest of her trip was ruined, she said. She's like, I felt so bad for the next. It was a short trip, weekend trip, three,
yeah,
4 days.
Yeah, you can't recoup.
And she was like, I felt so shitty the rest of the time. It sucked.
That's like last July, I went on a bachelorette party, and I may have shared this story. And I just like went way too hard in the paint, like felt like death, came back with strep throat. And that was when it really turned around for me, because I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm killing myself. And I was supposed to have fun.
Yeah.
And I'm like dead.
Dude.
So I got to remember that.
Definitely. Definitely been there. Mm-hmm. And I know what I would do in the past is calculate how I would drink and wean my way off it to avoid having a hangover so I could still show up for work. So, like, the next day, just drink less and less and less. And then by the time you know it, the next weekend is there and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
It's like,
all
what?
Of a sudden.
So much time, mental effort, money, and energy we were putting into that. So, anyone, if you're listening, whether or not, no matter how much you did drink or whatnot, you know, if you're not doing it, you have a challenging situation coming up, just know you can do it. It's within you. And you've done it so many times before.
Thanks, Natalie.
And you're going to be with your grandma.
Yes. So that'll help, because she doesn't get turned. She's 80.
Well, and also a good way to do is to be super prepared. So bring a lot of puzzles. Bring a lot of things to keep you busy. Stay busy. I think what we're both realizing is that, like, I don't know how to stay busy anymore. Right. Usually I'm always busy. I'm like, what the fuck do I do now? Like, this morning I was in a shitbag mood because I woke up and I had this Zoom meeting, and then after that, I didn't want to go running outside because
it's
it was
cold,
like,
as hell, and there's snow everywhere.
Snowing, so then I tried to do this other workout, and I was just like, I'm just not feeling it today. I hate all of this. But I wanted to stay busy, but I couldn't stand not doing, like, I got to get my day ready.
Yeah.
It's because usually I wake up, go to workout class, and start my day, but they're all canceled today because of the snow. So learning how to deal in the stress, you know?
I know. Why can't we just be lazy? Why do we have to be doers? Kidding.
I know. It's super awesome to be a doer, for real. But, like, do you ever feel this way? And then we'll close it off after this. But do you ever feel, like, I will get really anxious when I go in social situations or even, like, work situations where there is alcohol there and I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And I think removing that stress. Do you ever feel that? I will feel stress and anxiety about it.
I think most people in my world know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So then they talk to me about, you know, either they're proud of me or, like, am I planning on not drinking ever again? Or, like, they kind of want to know.
Yeah.
Or same. They offer me a drink.
Yeah.
They're like, just one. And I'm like, it wouldn't be for me, buddy.
Yeah.
Maybe for you.
I mean, I feel like that. Before people knew what you were up to, though, did that ever happen?
Sorry, I'm taking my time to think about this. Yeah, or like I kind of felt like I was missing out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And just, it would be like an anxiety overload.
Yeah.
Because I'm putting myself in directly in the situation.
Yeah.
But.
Gotcha. I feel, yeah, I feel like I would just have a hard time. Like I went to the
shower.
To the shower
at a brewery.
At a brewery over the weekend, and I didn't drink anything. And nobody was actually really drinking. But, like, in the past, if I would have, old Natalie would have gone there, because they offer you drinks, they're complimentary. Maybe some of the people had a drink or two, but I would have been the only one to just shamelessly drink five drinks. I was there for 2.5 hours.
Get tanked.
I would have drank 5 beers and then hung out with all the guys afterwards in the other part who were waiting for us. But instead, I drank water and then I just left and didn't even go say goodbye to anyone in the actual brewery.
Wow.
Which, that was kind of a dick move, actually. Nothing. But
I'm sure you'll be back, though.
No, totally. But it was my cousin and I. Like, he was there. My uncle was there. But I was like, you know what? I started to feel like, and I went home and just, like, fell asleep, took a nap.
Huh.
You know?
Good for you.
And I was proud of myself. And it was still just as fun.
I'm just going to try to, I guess, just keep myself busy. But it's hard because then, like, everything costs money. And I'm like, but then I used to spend so much money on alcohol. I don't
I know,
know,
right?
You know?
It's the logic of, like, before I would Do it. $50 a day.
Here you go.
On going out and drinking a cigarette, but no big deal. But now I'm like, towels are $12 a piece? Oh my God. But now I'm even like, those are even shitty ones. Like, I'm a grown ass adult. I should get nice ones. I'm like, are there how much? Oh my God. And I'm like, this is what everybody has been doing in life.
Forever.
And this makes so much sense though, because I've been living a free spirit life, like living pretty much out of my car. My name hasn't been on a lease since before I moved home in like a decade. I would always just somehow make it work in living situations. I was always taken care of where I never had to do anything like that, and just like rented a room, like, from someone.
Like no commitment.
Under the table. Yes.
Hustler.
Yeah. And I also like always made great money. So I always had so much disposable income to just like have freaking fun with.
Yeah.
And now that I'm settled, I'm like, and have a job with like great benefits and everything, I'm like, this is why people say they could never join me in my lifestyle. Because people used to say all the time, and I was traveling around like, yo, I could never do that. And I was like, I could never do what you're doing. And I'm like, oh my God, now I get it.
Yeah. It like clicks.
Yes. Finally at 35.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for us doing this. I mean, the motivator to do this.
So we continue until another week.
Yes. Hell motherfucking yes. I cussed a lot this week, and you know what? Happy about it. Okay.
I love that.
All right, girl. All love right. you. See you next week.
Until next time.
Cheers.